Quickie Mysteries from the Case Files of Cordova Line. This is Cordova Line with the case I call The Shredded Clothes. I arrived at my friend's parents' house to give my buddy and his vegan girlfriend a ride back to town one Saturday morning because they had spent the weekend there. However, my buddy and his girlfriend discovered that morning all of the girlfriend's clothes in her suitcase slashed to pieces. And they had no idea who had done it. Since this was a private residence in the countryside, there were no security cameras that could have caught the culprit sneaking in and out of my buddy's room overnight. When my buddy's family heard about what happened, his rich dad offered to take the girlfriend shopping for replacement clothes. His nutritionist mom offered her wild figs and other healthy food to ease her mind. And his designer sister offered to share anything in her closet with the girlfriend during their stay. I discreetly pulled my buddy aside and told him the only thing I could think of, that the person who slashed his girlfriend's clothes was his mom. Let's take a step back. Do you know why I said that? I'll give you a moment to think about it before I explain. Okay, let's see if you figured it out. In the case of the shredded clothes, my buddy's nutritionist mom offered the vegan girlfriend wild figs to eat. The thing is that figs aren't considered vegan because they have dead wasps inside. Specifically, a female wasp will enter a fig to lay eggs, eventually die, and is broken down by a protein-digesting enzyme inside the fig itself. Though this fig-related fact isn't well known, a nutritionist like my buddy's mom likely did know about it. So, why would my buddy's mom give his vegan girlfriend something that wasn't vegan? And it turned out that my hunch was correct. When confronted about the wild figs, my buddy's mom broke down and admitted to sneaking into their room during the night and slashing all of the girlfriend's clothes because the mom secretly hated the girlfriend for taking her baby boy away from her. And that was the case I call the shredded clothes. Come back again next time and I'll share another case with you. See ya, fellow detective. Next time on Quickie Mysteries. One conversation, one assassination order, and one thing that Cordova Line noticed that broke the case of the wiretap wide open. What did Cordova Line notice? Listen to the next episode of Quickie Mysteries, wherever you get your podcasts, and see if you notice it too.